Digital Radio. On the app, on your smartphone, on X, YouTube, and Facebook. The Sportscast. Expect the unexpected.
The update presented by The Sportscast.
The Sportscast, May 15th, 2026. If you haven't yet, please subscribe in all your channels, YouTube, Facebook, X, Spotify, and Apple Podcast. You can also listen to us on your smart speaker. If you're listening on Apple Podcast or Spotify, please leave a rating and a review. It will help us out tremendously. We're also on online digital radio. You can visit our website, thesportscast.net, or you can also follow us on X and Instagram at thesportscast1. Is the New York Knicks the real deal? Do they have an easy path to the championship, or the 76ers with that bad? And join us, not the first time on the Sportscast, Daniel Hutchins. Welcome back to the Sportscast.
Thanks for having me, man. I appreciate you, having me, bro.
Dan's been listening and seeing the clips of these Knicks fans like Anthony Frog and Victor Rocho. You like their point of views. Also, you're a Giants fan too, so you see both teams.
Absolutely, yeah, 100%, man. It's a lot of hope in the last 2 months if you're a fan of those two teams. I'll tell you that.
Especially when there's a new mayor, right? So there's some hope in sports. Yeah. So, Dan, tell us a little bit about yourself. I hear you're a transplant from New York to Nashville.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, man. So moved, left to New York City the beginning of 2023 to move to Nashville. The reason why I moved was the number one reason was my wife, who I met in New York City years prior. She's from Nashville, and also just, New York was getting a little wild for me. And so I just, it was a great opportunity to, move, get married and leave New York City. But most importantly, my wife was the main reason. So, yeah.
Nice. And the sports and the culture over there, is it mostly hot? No, obviously, you got the NFL team. You go more to the hockey games.
Hockey, Predators came in the late 90s, and it's surprisingly for a southern city, they really embrace hockey here. Just as good as any other city. I mean, I think just the way that they do the fanfare, the way that the people that are here, the way that they really get into it. I go to about 6 to 7 games a year. I get like a 6-game plan with my father-in-law and, get to just kind of see some of the teams like the Oilers and obviously the Rangers when they come to town. But, it's a great city for that. The Titans are a big NFL, obviously we have the new stadium, that's coming here. This is the last year that they're going to be in the old Titans stadium. So the new stadium is almost done. But they're University of Tennessee, state. I mean, that's their team, man. This is a college town, for that. Obviously for baseball, it's the Braves, because they don't have an MLB team. And so Atlanta is the closest, team for that. So yeah, it's a great town though. I mean, you have a lot of people that are here. It's a lot of fanfare, a lot of people that are transplants that are, fans from all over. So you get a lot of camaraderie, especially when you're living in the city. A lot of Knicks fans, a lot of Mets fans, Yankees fans that are down here that have moved. So it's cool.
Also, don't forget about the MLS team, the Nashville LC, that has given trouble to Lionel Messi and Inter Miami.
You know what? And that's a huge thing, too. They've really embraced that team. And they've really, I have to say, the community, I mean, they pack out the stadium for that. It's way more than, you would see in New York with the Red Bulls. It's not that at all. I mean, down here, I'm like, wow, they really care about their soccer team here. So, I've been to a game. I loved it. The fans are passionate, and it's a real fun opportunity for everybody to come together again in this city. So,
yeah, bro, for sure. Growing. We'll see if they win a championship. They haven't won it since. I don't think they've ever won a Super Bowl or anything.
No. Well, I don't see Houston Oilers.
Both with McNair back in the 90s.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, anyways, let's talk about New York Knicks. Obviously, they swept the 76ers. It was not even close. Even playing in Philadelphia felt like playing in New York. I think half the stadium was New York. It felt like Miami. That's how Miami fans are. So, tell us what happened. What are your thoughts over this streak? Obviously, New York beat Atlanta. That was like the only team that's giving them trouble, but it's not saying much. And then the Sixers, they swept it. But how do you see this Knicks team so far in the playoffs?
I mean, I'm just shocked. I have not the last six games from the last two games in Atlanta to, you know, obviously this sweep with the 76ers. I just, you know, it's one of those things where they are firing on all cylinders, and I've never seen the Knicks play like this. I mean, I'm almost 40 years old, and I've been a Knicks fan since I was a little kid. So
Larry Johnson.
Well, even before that, I mean, when I was a little kid, you know, the Patrick Ewing, John Starks, Derek Harper days, Charles Oakley, and then you go into
Mark Jackson.
Mark Jackson was a little, you know, early mid 90s, and then you have the late 90s with, you know, Sprewell, Houston, Johnson, and that whole entire team where they, you know, faced the Spurs in 99 against with Tim Duncan and David Robinson. And then after that, you know, 2000, after 2000, man, we were in a horrible, I mean, for almost two decades of just, you know, we made the playoffs like one or two times that one year.
So our bright side with Melo a bit.
Just for a year. And then that just
2011,
like,
I think.
Jeremy Lin. And that was just kind of like, you know, it was like, that was just, LeBron was in Miami. Anyway, this is like, I mean, this is something that is just like, is so special because, you know, you have the star power in Brunson and Towns. But then you have your OG Anunoby, and then you have Mikal Bridges. Those are like your two kind of like parent, like OG's an all-star to me. I mean, he's a star now. But also Mikal Bridges, who's like that tier below. I mean, it's like you got four guys that are like, are you know, you want the ball in their hands for clutch shots. They're playing on all cylinders. But not only that, you know, you've got a team, you got a bench, man. Like you've got, you know, looking up there, you got Alvarado, you got Deuce McBride, who, I mean, just had an incredible game the other day. You got Jordan Clarkson, you got Shamit, and then you got Mitch coming in. And then, I mean, those are like your top. Well,
they're being used finally, because from the previous regime, yeah. It isn't much.
Yeah, and that was the thing. I mean, it was like last year, you know, in the playoffs, you know, Tibbs. I'm thankful for Thibodeau because I do feel like he was the coach to kind of bring them back to relevance with the team. And I mean, he really created a culture, but he's an old school coach. He doesn't want to change his ways. And I think, you know, changing coaches last year was the right move to bring in Mike Brown. And you just see, man, like, you know, utilizing the bench.
What's Mike Brown doing differently from Coach Thibs?
Obviously, like, yeah, the bench. I mean, you have rotation. A bench. Well, rotation. I mean, you're bringing in these guys. You're playing four or five guys with that rotation. It's you know, given rest to you know, obviously your starters, but also it's given you looks that you didn't know that you really had. And so, you know, if you've got a guy like Deuce McBride coming off the bench shooting threes and playing like, you know, with Jalen Brunson, how Jalen Brunson played, you know, with the Mavs when, you know, he took over for Luka for that playoff series. It just reminded me of that. Like, you have guys that, like, now, like, you trust. You have guys that you trust. If somebody gets injured, it's like, you know what? I have a guy that's going to come off the bench in an Alvarado or, you know, Landry Shamet. Like, they're going to come off and they're gonna play just as good. Or, you know, and so it's like that type of confidence that you have. But the other thing is, too, I really, you know, and you see it in the last month, and I saw it in this last series, the way that they're putting the offense, a lot of the offense now through Karl-Anthony Towns, which kind of is Brunson kind of taking a little bit of a step back. And
which is what I was asking, is that number one option Cat? Because my other friend Victor, the co-host, he's saying Cat is the main guy now than Brunson.
Yeah, and that's the thing. And I mean, that's what has changed. I feel like has changed the whole dynamic of the team. It's like Brunson is the ball is going through Cat. And what's happening is, what I love about Brunson is, like, and this is the part that I wanted to talk about too. I've never seen somebody, yo, this guy is so humble. Like, he's taken, and I know he's going to get the endorsement deals, but he took a very friendly contract, a team-friendly contract for the Knicks to sign more players so they could have a team that's built around him. He's going to get a huge contract in the next year or two.
Is this Kat or Jalen?
This is Jalen. I'm sorry. Jalen Brunson. Yeah. Okay. And so for me, too, it's like he's like, I'm not the star. Like he said it the other day, I'm not a star. I'm not the star. He doesn't want this to be about him. He doesn't want the glory. He's about this team. And so I see the culture of this team. They all get along so well. Like they're all best friends. Like obviously him and Josh Hart from the Villanova days, but and Bridges, but also like the way that him, Alvarado, Towns, Mitchell Robinson, like they're all so close. And OG, like they it's like this is what I'm hoping. And I thought this after the Hawks series, I was like, let's see what happens with the 76ers, you know.
Who beat the Celtics, FYI.
Right. But here's the thing. This the thing, the anxiety is this. You know, you're going to have a little over a week off, and can you continue the momentum that you had with the 76ers against either the Pistons or the Cavs?
Yeah, because whoever you play are going to be way tougher than the Sixers and the Hawks combined.
Yeah, and I'm curious to see, are you going to have that same energy where you're playing incredible offense and incredible defense where you shoot the lights off the ball? I mean, it's like – That would be really surprising to me. I'll be honest with you. I think this next series will be obviously it will be tougher. I still think the Knicks will win in six or seven, whoever they play. I think six. But I do think that if the Knicks can continue to play and gel and just be selfless and just play at all these levels, I really think, man. I mean, there's something special in this playoff run. There's something special with this year. I really think that
because the door's open. You don't have Indiana. You don't have Boston Celtics.
Yeah, and you know what? And you know, you look at the West. You see, let them beat each other down going to each round. And you know, if the Knicks could have a little bit of a rough round in this one and go to the finals, hey, that's fine because you've had a cakewalk these last two rounds, and so. Yeah, I do. I used to just seeing them these last two series, especially with the 76ers, I would have said, the Thunder, would definitely be the team that the Knicks would be probably at the disadvantage. But after the way that the Knicks have been playing these last two series, man, I think they can win the championship. I mean, it's not gonna be easy, but I think if they could continue to play and shoot and play defense the way that they've been playing and have all of their guys healthy, man, it's exciting. It's a very – and also I'll say this too, and I'm not trying to put the cart ahead of the horse. I think, this team could be a team for the next 3 years if they win this year. This team could be a real – they could be a problem. They can if they continue to play like this. This is something that's very different. So, from
good stack team. Now, let's stick with the Eastern Conference. Who do you prefer to play, the Cavs or the Pistons? What is the season matchup? What have you seen? Yeah.
I obviously with the Pistons, I mean, they really had our number in the regular season. I mean,
and last year too, you guys went in the first round. You guys gave
they did, trouble. And they did. And I honestly, I mean, I think either one. I mean, I look at both teams now, and I'm like,
I mean, can you handle James Harden?
I do. I think we can. I would. To be honest with you, just looking from history, I'd rather face the Cavs. But I still think the Knicks. When it's all said and done, the way that they're playing now with the confidence, I don't think they're gonna lose to any of them. So I mean, if whoever comes, but I would go with the Cavs. But to be honest with you, I think they're going to beat any of them. I think they're going to the finals.
In the finals. And, of course, in the West, you say OKC worries you the most. You don't think San Antonio would be a worry because, obviously, all they have is Wemby. But do you think Knicks, you play the Spurs, you could beat them?
Yeah, Knicks had some good success in the regular season with the Spurs. I still think – I think I would probably rather take them. I think the Thunder are just are just so deep. Obviously, they have experience. They won the chip. So it's like, I don't know. I think, look, man, whoever comes at us, comes at us. I mean, everything's going to, you know, everything's going to be tough. You know, now you're going to be in these next few rounds, these later rounds. It's going to be tough. But I would rather probably look at the Spurs, just see how the Knicks matched up pretty well in the regular season with them. And, you know, we'll see how it goes, you know.
OG Anunoby was pretty much absent most of the series against Philadelphia. You think you need him for this later rounds?
100%, man. Yeah, and I'm happy. It's crazy. Like, I'm so happy.
Which he's back in practice today, I heard. So.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm happy that, you know, you had the games 3 and 4. He stayed out. And, you know, he's got this full week. So he's got like a week and a half to almost 2 weeks of rest, which is great because he was questionable for game 3 and they didn't put him in. And then obviously in game 4, they didn't put him in either. So, you know, I think just giving him that rest is so key. And, yeah, I mean, it's dude, he is the most, the most underrated player in the NBA, hands down. I think just what this guy brings, he doesn't have a loud personality, but he is just incredibly, he's just an incredible defender, and he can shoot, and he can just play. He plays incredible basketball, and what a complimentary player to a championship caliber team. Where like I said earlier, I think he's an all-star. I mean, I think he is an incredible player, and I just hope he gets the accolades that he deserves.
Who is that leader in the locker room, you think? Obviously, you know, Jalen Brunson's pretty quiet, but he does talk a bit. But who do you think guy that motivates everyone in the locker room?
I think Josh Hart. I think Josh is, you know, extremely vocal. I think he's caring. I think he really cares about the team in the sense of each player. You know, I was reading some of the things from the past, even when he was a young player. You know, just how he was like very encouraging to a lot of the veterans and just always was like, hey, I'm here to listen to you. I'm here to listen about, I think it was Michael Beasley. It was one of these podcasts I was listening to, like how he was like, Josh Hart was like, can I hear your story? Can I listen to you? What are you going through? And so I think he's the type of guy, like he's hilarious. He's outgoing. I think he brings a lot of the humor, but I think he brings a lot of the leadership to the locker room. And I think, like I shared earlier, I don't think they have any personalities that are like prima donnas.
They're not like isolating figures like Russell Wilson sits by himself.
No, man. Like they're all together all the time. They're all close
friends. This is what you need to win a championship. You got to be on the
same
page.
You do. You know? And that's the great part about them, man. I mean, they're all together all the time. And so, I'll tell you this. This is like, I never thought I would see this being a Knicks fan for all these years. I never thought I would see the day again where they would, you know, build a team.
Yeah, like this. And with the same owner, James Dolan. James Dolan. Longer miserable years than, you know, successful years. So he stuck with the team. I remember when you guys, the Knicks fans, wanted him out. Obviously, can't fire an owner. But he kind of turned things around, hired the right people, get the right pieces. Yeah. So we'll see what happens with the New York Knicks. It looks pretty promising, Dan. I mean, both Pistons and Cavs are beatable teams.
Yes.
So I'd rather pay the Pistons because all you need to worry about is Cade Cunningham. I wouldn't worry about Duncan Robinson, but.
Yeah. Yeah, Cade. I'll tell you, Cade just had. He just knows how to play the Knicks, man.
But he's gonna be tired coming in.
Yeah, he is, and that's the thing. That's how the 76ers were too. They were tired, and that's the other thing with the Knicks is that their endurance. I mean, they're playing full throttle, man.
Quite something. All right, let's go. You're a New York Giants fans. The schedule release happened last night. They play the Cowboys week 1, then the Rams week 2, week 3. Also, Giants go through changes, new coach, players coming from the Ravens, young quarterback, young running back. How do you see this team?
I mean, I think they're going to surprise a lot of people right away. Hopefully Neighbors comes back fully healthy.
He had surgery recently, cleaned out some knee issues, but he'll be fine, I heard.
I think the one thing, I think bringing Harbaugh here is, I mean, that's like, it's like a chance of a once a generation type of chance to bring in a guy that is that successful, that can change a whole culture around, that, you know, it's just like the right fit. I mean, it's like the Giants with the historic franchise that the Giants are too.
He grew up as a Giants fan.
Yeah. And, you know, he's just a guy that, I mean, just changes the whole culture of a team. And, you know, I'm just excited. I think you're going to see, you know, you got the quarterback, you got the offensive line, you've got your offense set, you know, obviously
running backs.
You got your running backs, you know, I mean, it's barring people get injured. You know, I mean, I'm with Cam. I mean, it's like, he's a great personality guy. He plays hard-nosed football as a running back, but I mean, is he going to get injured again like he did last year? You know, like, I want to see this guy prove himself a little bit more. But you know, defense, yeah, I mean, you've got some studs on defense.
DJ Reader just got, you know, from Detroit, big guy.
Yeah, yeah, and I mean, it's like, you know, so he's going to replace Lawrence and
Dexie.
Yeah, and I mean, like, that was, look, man, it's like he wanted to get paid. He had a bad year.
$35 million.
Yeah, and coming off a bad year last year, I mean, I'll take a hike, man. We got a great pick. You know, we drafted a great, you know, Miami guy, as an old lineman. And so, I'm excited. It's been a really rough, especially for just New York football in general. Obviously the Jets are always, you know, the Jets are always bad,
bad.
Well, I mean, just to see, you know, I feel like honestly for both New York teams, and obviously we stick to the Giants, but I think they have a lot of hope. There's a lot of hope, like just seeing the culture change and just these first round picks and just what they're doing to kind of change everything up. And I think, you know, Dart is a guy, man, like he's awesome. Like he's going to be like this kid has the potential. I mean, I know I'm not trying to, you know, again, I'm not trying to go ahead of myself here, but you know, if he wins a championship, this kid could be the face of the NFL.
Like Eli Manning.
He really could. He's got the personality. He's got the looks.
Forget Archie, Danny.
So I'm saying, like, he's got the leadership. I mean, the guys love him. He's very team focused. So yeah, man, I'm very excited. I'm confident in my coach for the first time in a long time. You know, obviously I miss Coughlin, but you know, I'm excited for
legendary coach.
I'm excited for this guy. Excited for Harbaugh. So, see what he does with a young quarterback that could run and can throw.
Yeah, that's key. We'll see what happens. Jackson Dart, of course, you got Jermaine Winston. He's still as QB2. What's going on with New York Mets? They're not doing well in the standings. They're dead last behind my Marlins. Man, what have you heard? The ownership.
What's going on
with the Mets? Well,
like, here's the thing, man. They just swept the Tigers, and they just brought up AJ Ewing, who is he went from AA to AAA, and they just brought him up to the major leagues, and he just brought a big spark to them. You know, they got him and now Carson Benge in the outfield, along with Juan Soto. So, you know, I look, man, you got the second highest payroll in baseball. Or, I mean, and you're throwing out
Dodgers.
Yeah, I mean, and then you're throwing out like guys that are, you know, AAA players starting at, you know, center field or right field, and it's just like, you know, they just it's I don't know. I don't know what to say. Their starting pitching is Peralta has been okay. I mean, he's had some good starts, but he's not an ace. He's a second and third pitcher. McLean is good. He's going to be your ace. You know, he had a good game yesterday, even though he didn't have his best stuff. You know, he pitched hard, and he found a way to pitch seven innings. But you know what, man? Like, they have a lot of holes, man. Like, I'm not big on their bullpen. I'm not big on their offense still. You know, you got a lot of injuries. These next 3-4 weeks are going to say a lot. And if, you know, they're not ready, it's time to trade. And trade off, you know, some of your veterans for top prospects, and just, look to their bench. I mean, look to the Flyers and just look to continue to developing the young guys. But it's unfortunate. You get rid of Pete Alonso, the face of the franchise, Hall of Famer. I don't understand that still. The guy never gets injured, and you bring in a couple of players that are injured right off the bat, and they have a history of being injury prone. So, those are the things, man. I don't understand Stearns. I think he thinks he can outsmart everybody because he's this Harvard grad, but it's just hard. It's common sense stuff, man. It's like,
place you as GM or president of the New York Mets.
I should be. I'd love to. Trust me.
That'd be a tough job to task. Anyways, tonight is game six. The series, the games have to be played. Dan, who you have tonight? San Antonio at Minnesota Timberwolves.
Man, I'm going Spurs.
Spurs tonight. Wemby had that, have you seen that elbow hit? He had that player.
I saw that.
He didn't get banned or suspended, no fine, nothing. Man.
No, and I think they might be looking at more of his character. He's going to be with monks in the off season, so I don't think he's that aggressive. I don't know. I mean, if it was Draymond Green, maybe they would have suspended
him. Draymond Green got, oh my gosh, like he got a technical foul for tripping LeBron, but it was not really a trip. It was just a touch.
Yeah.
But Wemby got a slap in the face or slap in the arm. Pistons at Cavs, obviously this could be the cider tonight. Who do you have tonight, or you want to, hey, let's get them tired up and go for game seven.
Let's go Cavs.
Go Cavs. Close it out tonight.
Close it out tonight, man. And then
I think they play this weekend if they do.
Yeah.
It's the next.
Yeah, it's early. Was it Sunday night? Yeah.
Sunday, I heard there was a day, but, now with these NBA people, we'll see what happens. Well, there you have it. Hockey, no New York teams in the Stanley Cup playoffs?
Yeah, no, the Rangers, Islanders just missed out. Yeah, nah.
Not much. Rangers, and the Predators, they're in the playoffs? No.
Predators, no, man. Yeah, it's kind of a dead year in the hockey world.
It is. Panthers, too. They won it twice in a row. This year they got to play with injuries, but we should be back next year.
So. I'll see it. Let's see.
Dan, also, this MMA fight, if you do not know, Ronda Rousey versus Gina Carano, it is hosted by Jake Paul's people. Who do you have? Rousey hasn't – I think she hasn't fought in a while. Same for Carano. Who do you got on Netflix?
To be honest with you, I don't even follow that, but I'll just say Ronda Rousey because I know her name. Let's say that.
They're all 40 years old, both of them, but we'll see what happens. It's a pretty interesting fight because I'm looking at the rating and see – if they could beat the UFC, because both these women were part of the UFC at one point, and now they're doing independent. So Jake Paul does have a success this weekend, Dan. Potentially, he can challenge the UFC in future fights.
Interesting.
So I'm quite curious what's going to happen after this weekend. Anyways, Dan, what is the best way for people to reach you online to talk to you about the old Knicks back in the late 80s and 90s?
Let's see. Let me get my Instagram really quick. I don't even know.
Dan's no longer an X no more.
No, not an X. Daniel Hutchins 1121.
1121. There you have it. Dan will definitely tell you stories. What happened with Larry Johnson going up against Alonzo Mourning back in the day. Yeah. John Starks versus Tim Hardaway.
Yeah.
What's his face? Stan Van Gundy?
Jeff Van Gundy?
Jeff Van Gundy, Stan's the other guy that coached Orlando. Jeff Van Gundy would be holding Larry Johnson's leg while fighting, I think.
Yeah, the Alonzo Mourning, Larry Johnson fights. Two fights that happened late 90s,
Knicks had, like, tons of rivals back then. Now it's not the Heat. The Bulls, the Pacers, the Pistons.
The Heat Knicks and the Pacers Knicks were the two big rivals, man, back in the late 90s. Yeah, those Heat teams with Tim Hardaway and Mourning were – then you got Dan Marley – coming
off. It's quite something. Well, there you have it. You can reach us at thesportscast.net for our website, also the Sportscast One and X and Instagram. Dan, everyone's asking, are you going to be watching the World Cup this summer?
Man, you know what? I would like to. I would actually love to go up to New York or New Jersey. I wish I owned a house by Giant Stadium because they were talking about how much they're charging.
How much do you think the Airbnbs go per night?
I was looking at some people were charging $20,000-$30,000.
Oh, easily. I believe it.
you know, and it's not, you know, it's not like the best area, bro. It's
Dan, there's nothing doing East Meadowlands, right?
Yeah, we were there. Remember, we went to see the US Argentina
swampland. Yeah, Argentina versus USA. We got there late, but it was a good time.
I was.
Man, I remember that parking lot. I never seen so many beer bottles in the parking lot.
I know.
I don't know if it's the New York thing. I never saw it in Florida.
I know.
Weird. Anyways, World Cup this summer at Meadowlands will be the finale. Halftime show, Shakira, Madonna, and the K-pop BTS people from Korea. So that should be pretty exciting. Well, Dan, thanks for coming on. You should come on the Jersey Boys Sports Talk. Like they're all about the Giants and the Knicks. So
yeah, I would love to, man. Yeah, it'd be great.
Have you guys back on and debate a little bit how New York should run their sports teams. But anyways, thanks for coming on, Diane, and this was your update.